creamies, what do you know?
You're listening to the Cocktails and Cream Pop Show.
Yeah, and I don't want to sound like a fuddy-duddy, but...
No, I agree with
it
you.
It just amazes me when I think of the generation we came from. You know, rotary phones. Remember, do you know what was one of the coolest things? Call waiting.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I could click over, hi.
And then caller ID was amazing.
We are old fuddy-duddies, Wendy.
Mm-hmm.
We are fuddy-duddies. The technology that has come by in our lifetime is amazing. Think back to somebody like Big Fatty who had probably had party lines. Did you have a party line?
No.
You're probably within the age range, though.
Big Fatty's only 3 years older than me.
You didn't have party lines?
No.
Wait a minute. Did you have your own phone in your house for a while?
Oh, goodness.
You lived on a farm that didn't have electricity till you were six.
Four.
Oh, wow. Excuse me.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
And I don't want to sound like a fuddy-duddy.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1491 of the BFO for Monday, the 14th of October, 2013. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you about the weekend, and then I'm going to be a fuddy-duddy, big fatty fuddy-duddy. Hello, memory laners, big fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, it's quite the weekend. Don't have a whole lot to report. Let's see, what did I do? Had a meeting Friday afternoon, and then after that, old Veda and I, we went to the recycling center here in Charleston and took some old computers from the coal mine over there. And then we, what else, what do we do after that? Then I think I came home and, y'all, I had me a glass of wine, some of that moose pea wine. Yes, Big Freddy, it was lovely. And, y'all, I was sitting here watching, what was I watching on the TV machine? Oh, I was watching the Project Runway, and one of my gentlemen calls, "Hey, Ricardo, what are you doing?" I said, "I'm having a glass of wine and watching the TV machine." He goes, "Oh, you want to come over?" I said, "Yes." So y'all went over, and he lives downtown, and y'all, they have these parking lots where all the spaces, they don't have a meter at every space. They have just kind of this one meter, and you go over to this mechanical thing, and you put your coins in, and it gives you a little ticket, and you put that on your windshield so that the parking maid doesn't give you and it puts a time on there how long you're good for. There were people in front of me, and y'all, they couldn't get the mechanical to work. And so we were standing there, and I tried it, and it kept coming up saying, what did it say, insufficient money or something like that. And y'all, I put 75 cents in there. That's all I needed. And y'all, finally, a policeman on a bicycle comes riding up, and we ask him what we should do, and he said, "Call this number." On the thing, y'all, of course, you called and you got a mechanical. So, y'all, we just all decided, you know, we would try our luck, I guess. And so nobody had a little ticket, and we all went on and did our thing and came back out. And, y'all, there was no ticket. I'm happy to report no ticket. On the Ford Escape, when I came back out, came back home, finished off my wine, and I was off to bed. Then on Saturday, y'all, just piddled around the Fat Cave here and did some. Oh, we just watched some of the sports ball and y'all took a nice nip a nap. Nice nip a nap on Saturday. And then got my shirt, and I went out to the Walmart, and y'all, I went out there, y'all, there was a coupon that was in the newspaper. You know, I've told you about these cooking these cooking special cooking butters that they have that have the lemon that have the herbs and all in it. Well, anyway, wait, let me get the coupon here. Betty, you're not prepared. You're right, I'm not prepared. It was like buy one of these cooking butters and get a dollar off. And so, y'all, the only place in town that I found that they have this is out at the Walmart. And I said, well, I'll pick up some fiber, too, while I'm out there. So, y'all, I picked up a thing of fiber and a couple of the cooking butters. And what else did I get? Oh, they have a bag of frozen, peeled, and deveined. shrimps. And so I got all of that, and I got up to the counter, and I said, well, damn, I've forgotten the coupon. So, y'all, I went all the way out there to buy the stuff with the coupon, and I left the coupon sitting at home. Poor Big Brother. And then what did I do then? Oh, and then I got filled up with petroleum products out there. Y'all paid $301. I don't remember who it was. Somebody told me that they had some sort of discount coupon or something, and they got their, you know, I guess you get rewards on your grocery card or something in some places, and it takes money. I think the hats do this also. You save your points up for the month, and then you take it takes the cost of the gasoline off. I think they paid $2.86 for their gasoline with their points. I think that's lovely. I don't remember who it was that said that, but just lovely nonetheless. And y'all, then I was back home, and y'all, I cooked those scrimps in some of those lemon pepper cooking butters and put some broccoli in there. Y'all, is lovely, just lovely. So I had that for my supper. Then I was on that Stick It With a Poke little show with Gavin. You know, Jim, Gavin's other half. He was down at the Horror Hotel all weekend long. And what did he do? Big Fatty, you know what he did. Oh, well, I'm sure there'll be pictures of him laying out by the pool. on next week's little show over there. So, y'all, if you want to see pictures of Jim laying out by the pool, look at your own risk. Big Fatty, you're vulgar. And Gavin had some sort of hornet's nest in his house or something. I didn't understand exactly what was going on. But but anyway, then went out and had a couple of cocktails with Granny and Miss Porter. And, y'all, there were a couple of guys that come over and sit down and have cocktails with us from time to time. The thing was that Granny had on a shirt, and one of the other guys had on, it was the identical shirt, except it looked like Granny had put his own inside out. And of course, I immediately thought, well, poor thing, she doesn't know how to dress herself. But y'all, the tag was on the inside, and the stitching was correct. And y'all, on the other guy, the tag was on the out. It was on, you know, they were both wearing them correctly, is what I'm trying to say. I don't always get the words right, but anyway. They were both wearing them correctly, but they were the same shirts, but they looked like one was inside out and one was worn right. And y'all, this couple, this young guy came over. He was from Chattanooga, up there where the choo-choo is. Big Freddy the choo-choo. He came over and he says, is somebody wearing the shirt inside out? And they were in town. They were he and his partner were in town at a realtor convention or something like that. And they were anyway. So they stayed around and talked to us for I don't know, probably about 20 minutes or so. And then they were off to the Cha Cha Palace. And we bid them farewell. But y'all, they were just as nice as they could be. Then on Sunday, y'all got up and had my brofkas and watched a little bit of the TV. And then y'all, I went to the Whole Foods, and that is spelled with a W, and got me some Italian sausage. And y'all, they had the good sugar-free ice cream, coconut milk ice cream that I get. I got some of that. And they had my Ezekiel bread on sale, so I picked up a few of those. And y'all, then I was home, and I cooked me some Italian spaghetti and washed my underpants. And y'all, I've started packing for my trip. You know, I leave on Wednesday morning on my trip. And so I've started packing my valise for that and just trying to get everything organized. Y'all, it looks like it's going to be chilly. While I'm up there. I'm just looking here. Wednesday, y'all, the high temperature is going to be 54 degrees and the low is 37. And by Friday, the high is going to be 50 and the low's gonna be 33. So y'all, I'm having to pack an extra camisole for the trip, that's for sure. But anyway, now I'm recording the little show. Y'all, I've been listening, instead of watching the TV machine Sunday afternoon, I've been listening to other little shows. And y'all, the big liar himself, that Mr. Mike Lawson, he's started shaving again. Hey, what does that mean? Well, you'll just have to listen to find out. But now I'm going to do this. Yes, Big Freddy.
Try to remember the kind of September.
Y'all, you remember back for my celebration of exiting the birth canal, Dr. E. Pluribus Stone sent me a little gift at, and y'all, it's a booklet, and I have given these to people in the past, but y'all, I've never received one of these. Y'all, what it is, it's a booklet about the year you were born, and so mine, and it has little pictures and everything on the cover and all. It says 1956, Remember When, a nostalgic look back in time. And so, y'all, I just thought I would, since we heard that Joey Bukkake and the Naughty Nanny from the Cocktails and Kerfuffles, at the beginning of today's little show, talking about fuddy-duddies, what am I saying? Big Freddy, we don't know! I thought that I would use this opportunity to read the book. And y'all, it's autographed on the inside. It says, Treberg Freddy from Dr. Stone. August 4th, 2013. Now, y'all, he's obviously forgotten Big Fatty's birthday, since Big Fatty's birthday is the 10th. But maybe he mailed it on the 4th. I don't know. Y'all, look, it's got ads here from the Dodge, the 56 Dodge. Y'all, the look of success, the feel of success, the power of success. They come in a dramatically beautiful, dynamically powered new Dodge that introduces the ease, and y'all, the tiny print, the ease and safety of push-button driving, the magic touch of tomorrow. It's truly a great value. And yeah, I don't know what that means. But anyway, y'all, it has a timeline here of, I guess it's the major things that happened during the... The year of 1956, and y'all, clearly most of that will be before Big Freddy was born. Big Freddy! But y'all, it says here, the seventh Winter Olympic Games commences in Cortino d'Ampezzo, Italy. Y'all, I don't know where that is. I know where Italy is, of course, but I don't remember. I don't know where Cortina is. And y'all, I'm not sure which Olympics we have in Russia this year, what the number is. But y'all, it was the seventh. Remember that when the Olympics come on this winter. Remember, Big Fatty was born, was almost was in the oven. Big Fatty, the 7th Olympics was going on, R&B pop group The Coasters signed with Atlantic Records. Big Fatty, I thought that was something you put under a beverage. It is. The United States Post Office installs the electric stamp sellers. Okay, I guess that's the little machines in the post office. The Ampex Corporation demonstrates the first commercial videotape recorder. Big Fatty, is that like a VRC? I think it probably is. May, the U.S. Explores, Jesus Christ. Poor Big Fatty. Explodes the first airborne hydrogen bomb over Bikini Atoll. Y'all, I don't know where that is. But there was an explosion. Big Fatty, and it didn't involve you. June, the United States Army gets an official flag. July, the U.S. steel strike starts affecting the nation. Rail lines are forced to lay off 30,000. Dig, I see, Big Fatty. August, now that's when Big Fatty was born, y'all. Let's see what happened in August. Japan launches the world's largest oil tanker, 780 feet long, weighing 84,730 tons. Big Fatty, that's almost as much as you being launched. Yeah, but I wasn't 780 feet long. Big Fatty. September, the first transatlantic telephone cable goes into operation. That's kind of what Joey Bukkake was talking about with the party lines. Y'all, we didn't have a party. I don't know if we had party lines or not. Not that I remember, anyway. October, Moscow normalizes relations with Japan. November, in Melbourne, you know, that's down there in the future. That's where Straight Bob is, you know. In Melbourne, the XVI 16th Summer Olympic Games open. And y'all, you know, they used to do the summer and the winter in the same year. And I don't know when it was that they switched it so you'd get an Olympic. You'd have two Olympics every 4 years. But now you have one Olympic every 2 years. And the summer and the winter are in alternating two-year time frames. Big Fatty, the wealth of knowledge. And in December, that'd been Big Fatty's first grandma. Big Fatty. In Ohio, the Columbus Zoo reports the first gorilla born in captivity. Big Fatty, are you sure you weren't born in December? Y'all, speaking of Columbus Zoo, today, the 14th of October, is Columbus Day. You know, in 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. Big Fatty. Y'all, in some world news here, let's just take a look here. It says British, French, and Israeli troops move on Suez Canal. The Hungarian uprising is quelled by the Soviets. In North Africa, Morocco wins its independence from French colonial rule. Oh, dear Gassi. Fidel Castro lands on the eastern coast of Cuba, launching a revolution against the Batista regime. Prince Rainier of Monaco marries film actress Grace Kelly, and John Lennon receives his first guitar, mail ordered by his mom, Julia. Big Fatty, that's lovely. Y'all, that's actually kind of fun to do that. We'll have to come back and do that. Maybe I'll take that with me when I go up there to the Minneapolis, y'all, because it's evidently going to be cold up there. I take it up there and something to read late at night, you know, and by late at night, I mean right after I have my early bird dinner. Right, Joey?
And I don't want to sound like a fuddy-duddy.
Oh, no! Fuddy-duddies eat at 3 o'clock.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 337-1438 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.